This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. I am Maimon Elbaz, director of Torah shows, and I try to show how amusing and amazing the Torah is. Today's presentation is dedicated by Ian Kletter in memory of Rabbi Eliezer ben Aryeh Leib, Zichron Lebracha, whose yard site is the 10th of Iyar. May this class be a mirror to elevate his soul in Gan Eden. It's number 765 in our series, and we're going to be focusing on the last Mishnah in Mesachet Kiddushin, which is in Seder Kiddushin, in Seder Nashim. The chapter is Parag Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. The discussion in these Mishnayot is, which professions should a Jewish person avoid? It's not good for a good Jewish boy. And which career to pursue? And this is really mamish halacha lemaisa. So again, we deeply appreciate the Kletter family for being supportive of our project, Living Mishnah. Lo yilmad adam ravak sofrim. The Mishnah says that a single person, a bachelor, should not really be a school teacher, because then the mothers are going to bring the children, and then he might have yichud with the mothers. And even though learning Torah is so important, better they should hire somebody who's married, and someone who's married generally has less of a yetzahara, as he has papis alo, bread in the basket, so to speak. And therefore, when a person is looking for a job, if he's a single guy, he shouldn't be a teacher. If he's a married guy, it's okay. As we said, he has bread in the basket. And the Mishnah is going to say the same thing with women. A girl should not take a job teaching boys, as the men will bring their kids, and then she might have yichud with them, especially in the olden days where the ladies would teach at home. So says the Mishnah, "V'lo telmat isha sofrim." A woman should not teach children, as it might come to Yichud. Now, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein speaks about nowadays where people are lenient. And I guess in this era where there's video cameras, people are much more, on the defense, and therefore they're not going to succumb to the Yitzhara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afmi She'en Lo Isha Lo Yomad Sofrim. Rabbi Eliezer says, even a man who was married, if his wife's not in the building, he shouldn't be teaching, as he might come to Yichud, he might come to Avera. So if, let's say, he was divorced or his wife died, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he should not be teaching, as he doesn't have that pat bisalo, the bread in the basket. Okay, continues the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo yere ravak behema. Rabbi Yehuda says that a bachelor should not be a shepherd, as he might have an unusual yetzara of bestiality, and he might come to zinut with the animal. The yetzara has crazy imagination, and he might cause the bachelor to satisfy his desires even on an animal. And Abuda says, therefore, also two boys should not sleep together, two men in the same blanket. He says, why? Because they might come to Avera. Now, says the Mishnah, V'lo yishnu shnei ravakim. Abuda says that two men shouldn't sleep in the same blanket. B'talit echad, with one blanket. V'chachamim matirin. But chachamim let two men sleep in a blanket. We're not choshed that they're G-A-Y and that they're going to come to have a sexual relationship. We're not choshed Klai Yisrael to be such perverts. And therefore the Chachamim say a single person, a bachelor, could also be a shepherd for animals. We're not choshed that he's going to come to bestiality. Says the Mishnah, Kol she'asakav im anashim lo yitachid im anashim. Anyone whose business is with women, let's say he sells jewelry, he has to be careful not to have yichud with them. V'lo yilamid adam et pino umanut bein hanashim. And says the Mishnah, when you're teaching your son a profession, don't teach him a profession that's going to demand that he's in the company of women, which is mind-boggling, because sometimes you find a person selling ladies' clothing or even ladies' underclothing, and I'm not so sure why someone would put himself in such a nisayon, but he should definitely speak to a rav before pursuing such a business. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, La'olam yelamid adam et pino umanut nikiya v'kala. Rabbi Meir says a person should always teach his son a clean and easy job, such as tailoring. And even though you might argue that tailoring might sometimes have to tailor women's clothing, and the tailor has to measure the person, but here we're talking about a certain type of stitching that was done. It's called stitching furrows, says Rabbi Meir. And then when the person has this easy job, umanut nikiya v'kala, clean and easy job, should pray to Hashem for parnasa, to pay for all his bills. We know life is very expensive. A person gets so many bills constantly, and the expenses of living is expensive. But, says Rabbi Meir, even from a simple job, a person could eke out a livelihood and be able to support Bane Chaye Mazone, his family. And Rabbi Meir is going to emphasize that whether a person is rich or poor is not totally dependent on the job. Because Rabbi Meir points out that if Hashem wants, he can make even a job that seems cheap, like selling tuna fish, become very wealthy and lucrative, and a person could be selling diamonds and he doesn't have too many customers. And that's why we always say, Poteach et yadacho maspia l'chochai ratzon, says Reb Shimon Schwab, daven tashem, the ratzon, that people should have the ratzon, the will, to want to associate with you and do business with you. So that is the ruling of Rabbi Meir. Try to teach your son an easy and clean living. Clean meaning without the yitzhara. Now these people that sell things on Amazon or sell things on the web, business with the web is dangerous, because who doesn't realize the danger inherent in the amount of schmutz that's available online? So says Rabbi Meir, v'yitpala l'misha o'shev v'nechassim shalo. And the father and the son should pray to the one who all wealth and possessions is his, which is Hashem. Because there's no job that you could say has no poor people. And there's no job that you could say has no rich people. Because you should know, it's not the poverty from the job, it's not the wealth from the job. It all depends on the person's chuyot and also his mazal, and that will determine how much that person's really going to make. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said on the words of Rabbi Meir, Re'ita miyamecha chayev ha'of sheyesh lahem umanut? Did you ever see in your lifetime a wild beast or a bird that had an occupation? Vein miparnasim shlo b'tzar. And you see that they make their parnasa, their livelihood, without pain. Everyone sees the cat running around looking for the mouse. He looks pretty calm and content. And says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, these creatures were made to serve me. Why did Hashem make all the animals and the birds? For us. Even the birds chirping is for us, to lift our spirits. And I was created to serve my master. Look at that, he says, a kal v'chomer. If the animals make a living, so to speak, they all have what to eat, and they're comfortable, they have a place to stay, and they were created to serve me, and I was created to serve Hashem, so for sure I should be able to support my family, shalom b'tzar, without all the agony. Ela sh'arayoti ma'asai v'kipachti ha'parnasati. But why is sometimes a person has such a struggle making a livelihood? He says, because I did bad deeds, and that caused me to trim off some of the money that really was supposed to be allotted to me. So again, just like animals don't have to work, and they have plenty of food, plenty of things to have, so too we should, if not, that we did avirah, which could cause a person poverty. I once heard from Adam Gadol, he said that if a person is poor, he should be happy because, you know, even though it says, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, it says in Mishlei Perek Tetvav that the days of the poor man are bad. But that's only, says the Mesudat David, if he's not happy with for others. So he's always jealous. But if he's happy with what he has, Tov Lev Mishtet Tamid, he'll be happy. And if a person is poor, he should realize that it's a kapara. Rabbi Heinemann said sometimes it was nigzar on a person to die, but because he's poor, ani chashuv kemet. A poor man is like he's dead, so to speak, and that's a kapara. And then he gets to live. Continues Abba Goyan Ish Tzadyan Omer Mishum Abba Goya. Abba Goyan, the man from Tzadyan, said the name of Abba Goya. Lo yelamed adam epino chamer gamo saper sapan roev chenvani. He said a person should not teach his son how to be a donkey driver or a camel driver or a barber or a sailor or a shepherd or a storekeeper. Now, why not? These are seemingly very good jobs. So each one has its reason. Like, for instance, the donkey driver would sometimes let his animal graze in people's fields. Or the camel driver would sometimes take things that he needs to feed his animal, or he would rest on the side of the road and take things. Or the barber, maybe he's going to cut the guy's peyote off, or maybe he's not going to be, he's going to charge the guy more than he's supposed to just to take advantage of him because he's desperate for a haircut. Or the person who's on a boat, he might rip off his travelers, might overcharge. And a shepherd sometimes steals a sheep and sells it for himself. And a chenvani sometimes puts himself in the cash, his hand in the cash register and steals some money. This was before they had video cameras watching him the whole time. Says the Mishnah that Abba Goyan held these are not good jobs. She'umanutan umanut listim. Because in these jobs, it was common for people to be thieves. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Abba Goryan, in the name of Abba Gorya, he said, Hachamarim Ruban Rishaim. People who drive donkeys, he said, most of them are wicked. And Vagamalin, which by the way, could mean like the taxi driver. I had an incident recently where I was in Israel. The taxi driver charged me almost triple the price, $200 to get from Ben Gurion Airport to Sanhedrin Merchevet. Everyone says it should have costed $80. The guy was ripping me off. Gamalin Ruban Kesherim. And people that travel the camels there, he says, most of them are kosher. They're in the desert. They have to be humble, hoping that Hashem will make sure it's a safe journey. Hasapanin Ruban Chasidim. And the sailors, he said, are chassidim. Why? Because since they're in the open sea and they really experience the dangers of nature, they're really constantly humbling their heart that please Hashem, make sure this is a safe voyage. So therefore, they're considered chassidim. Then he says, Tov sheberofim laginam. The best doctors end up in hell. Why? So one pshat is because sometimes they won't serve someone if he doesn't pay enough. A lot of times the doctor says, I don't accept his insurance. So meanwhile, the guy's in danger. So if that person dies, it's their fault. And sometimes they eat healthy, so they don't really get sick because they know how to eat healthy, and then they don't humble their hearts and realize that it's all from Hashem. So doctors can be also considered guilty. And then he says, a butcher, the best of the butchers, is a partner of Amalek. What did he mean by that? He meant for kashir shabbat abachim shutafo shamalek. Someone who's a good butcher, lemaisa, he might be a partner with Amalek, because just like Amalek like killing, the butcher like killing and slaughtering. But we're talking here about a shochet or a butcher, a tabach, who's really sometimes lenient, and he's selling people meat that's not really kosher. We know meat has to be glatt kosher, and so many times a shochet has a shaila, if it's a nevela or a treifa, and sometimes the yetzahara of chemdas mamon, of having money, makes him makel, lenient, and then someone's samich on it, and then they get in big trouble, and then they eat treif, and then they get tumtum aleiv. So he compares that to being a partner of Amalek, who wanted to cause people tumtum aleiv. They wanted to weaken people's emunah and Hashem. Rabbi Nehorai Omer, Rabbi Nehorai, who some say is Rabbi Meir, he said, "Maniach ani kol umaniyot sheba'olam, ve'eni melamed et peni ela Torah." Yaakov Shweki has a beautiful song. You can hear it. He said that Rabbi Nehorai says, "I would leave aside all types of careers and professions in the world, all the college degrees. I would leave it aside. I would only teach my son Torah." This is the words of Rabbi Nehorai. In other words, I'm not interested in becoming a millionaire, a billionaire. I'm interested in becoming a Tamid Chacham. That's the greatest wealth. As Chazal say, Da kanit ma chasert, v'da lo kanit ma chasert, ma kanit. That if you were Koneh Torah, you're not lacking anything. And if you weren't Koneh Torah, then what do you have? She'adam ochem mischara b'olam hazeh v'kan kemal olam haba. A person will eat from the reward of learning Torah even in his lifetime. It's from the mitzvot that you get reward in this world, like the Mishnah in Peah says. And the main reward will be in the next world. Ushar kol umaniyot enokein, says Rabbi Nehorai, other jobs are not like Torah. Kishadam bali de choli, if a person gets sick, bar minan, oli de zikna, or he gets old, oli de yisunin, or he has troubles, v'enu yachol asok b'melachto, and now he can't do his job. Hareu met barav, he's going to die from hunger, which means his mamash is going to be in trouble. Avalat Torah inakein, but Torah is not like that. Because we know Torah is magna masla, Torah protects and saves. Ela mishamarto mikol ra b'naharuto, it protects him from any harm in his youth. V'notenet lo achrit v'tikva b'ziknuto, and it will give him a happy life, a hopeful life, even when he's older, which you see all the time. You know, if a person's not learning Torah and he has another job, if he gets hurt, my friend just had an infection in his toe, he couldn't go to work. If a person's ill, he's in danger of Chas Shalom dying from starvation. But somebody who learns Torah, even when he's older, he's going to benefit, even if he's weak or ill. The zchut that he learned Torah in his youth is going to stand for him. As it says, Ki v'yebu yamecha v'yosifu l'cha shnot chayim. And the zchut of learning Torah, a person lives better, and it means he has quality of life better. He'll be able to celebrate much nachat from his children. Now we're going to bring down a pasuk about Avraham Avinu, saying that Avraham Avinu was devoted to the Torah, and therefore he had a very good old age as well. So b'na aruto mahu omer, we see a pasuk in Yeshaya that says when a person's young, v'kovei Hashem yachlivu koach, somebody who hopes to Hashem and he learns Torah, Hashem will give him energy and vitality. B'ziknuto mahu omer, and when a person's old, it says od yinuvun b'seva, he will still flourish and blossom in his old age. And you can see that. It's amazing when you see older Rosh Hashivas running around, so youthful, so energetic. I know my rabbi is 80 years old, but he runs around like he's 45. And we find by Avraham Avinu, it says, V'Avram Zakein. Avram was elderly. V'Hashem Berachat Avram Bakol. And Hashem blessed Avram with everything, meaning even though when he was old, he had everything. Matzinu Sha'asa Avraham Avinu and Kol HaTorah Kul HaShalom Nitana. And we find that Avraham Avinu kept the Torah even before it was given, even before Matan Torah and Shavuot. He already kept the Torah. He was alive in 1948. The Torah wasn't given until 1,000 years later, in 2448. I'm sorry. Yeah. So, Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Eikev asher shama Avram bekoli vayishmor mishmarti mitzvotai chukotai v'torotai," that because Avram Avinu listened to my voice and he kept the Torah and the commandments and the statutes and my instructions, that means he kept kol haTorah kula dal chalkei shulchan aruch. Hashem made sure to bless him even in his old age. So that's the message of this mishnah, that even if your job is learning Torah, that is a job that will bring you great satisfaction, great reward in this world and in the next world. And again, let's walk away from this Mishnah knowing that Hashem wants us to pray to him for Parnasah as the Medrash says, Hashmi'ini et kolech. Hashem says, I want to hear your voice. I'm sure Avraham Avinu davened for Parnasa while he was keeping the Torah, and then Memela, he had Hashem Birachat Avraham Bako. Hashem blessed him with everything. Okay, nothing compares to a Torah show. It should be as good for my father and father-in-law. And I really appreciate all those being supportive of this wonderful project. Hagdil Torah Ulat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.